Foxton Readers Level 1 The Wizard of Oz L. Frank Baum Retold by C. S. Woolley
Read by Emma Bramley Copyright Foxton Books 2017
Chapter 1 Dorothy lived in Kansas. She lived with her Uncle Henry and Aunt Em. They lived on a farm. Dorothy had a dog called Toto. Toto was a little black dog. He had long hair and small black eyes. Kansas was very flat and hot. One day, there was a cyclone. Dorothy was in her room. "Quick, Dorothy, run for the cellar," Aunt Em said. Toto was under the bed. Dorothy had to get him. She walked to the door. The house shook. Dorothy fell over. Then something strange happened. The house started to spin. It was the cyclone. The house went up in the air. The cyclone moved the house. Dorothy and Toto were very scared. The house kept going. Dorothy went to sleep. She woke up when the house landed. It was light outside. Dorothy went outside. The house was in a green field. There were big trees with fruit on them. There were pretty flowers and bright birds. There were strange people too. They were the same size as Dorothy. But they were grown up. Three men and one woman stood by the house. They wore round, pointed hats. The hats had little bells on the brim. The woman wore a white hat. The men wore blue hats and cloaks. The cloaks were the same colour as their hats. The cloaks had stars on. The woman said, "Welcome to the land of the Munchkins, good sorceress. Thank you for killing the wicked witch of the East. We are now free thanks to you." "What do you mean?" "I didn't kill anyone," said Dorothy. "Your house did. It landed on her. There are her feet," said the woman. Dorothy saw two feet. They were under her house. The feet wore silver shoes.
"Are you a munchkin?" asked Dorothy.
The woman said, "No. I'm the Witch of the North. I'm a good witch. There are four witches in the land of Oz. The Witch of the North and the Witch of the South are good. The Witch of the East and the Witch of the West are bad. How do I get there?" "You follow the yellow brick road," said the Witch of the North.
"I will give you a kiss. It will keep you safe."
The Witch of the East's legs disappeared. The shoes fell on the floor. "The shoes are yours. You must wear them,"
said the Witch of the North.
Dorothy put on the shoes.
What do I do now?
I want to go home, said Dorothy.
You must go and see Oz.
He will help you, said the witch. The witch kissed Dorothy on the forehead. Then she disappeared. Dorothy said goodbye to the three munchkins. She walked down the yellow brick road. She took her sunbonnet and a basket of food with her. Toto followed her. There was a scarecrow in a cornfield. Dorothy stopped to look at him. It winked at her.
Good morning, said the scarecrow.
You can talk, said Dorothy.
Yes, how are you? He asked.
I'm fine. How are you? Dorothy asked.
I'm not well, said the scarecrow.
Can you get down? Dorothy asked.
No. The pole is in the way, said the scarecrow.
Dorothy climbed over the field's fence. She lifted him off the pole.
Thank you.
What's your name? Asked the scarecrow.
Dorothy.
I'm going to the Emerald City to see Oz, said Dorothy.
Who is Oz?
Where is the Emerald City? Asked the scarecrow.
You don't know? Dorothy asked.
No. I'm stuffed. I don't have a brain.
Come with me to the Emerald City.
I will ask Oz to give you a brain, said Dorothy. Toto barked at the scarecrow.
Don't be afraid.
He won't bite, said Dorothy.
I'm not afraid of him.
I'm afraid of fire.
Fire burns straw, said the scarecrow.